As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You commented here the Puffin story?
Yeah, I can tell it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, really? Oh, but
do I?
Yeah, you do, because I put it in our chat on Twitter, on X, and you guys said, what in the world is this picture of this puppet? Remember when I left town on Thursday?
Oh, God. Did you answer me when I said, what in the world are you talking about?
I didn't. I said, I'll tell you in person.
Did I follow? Did you?
I think
you
I
didn't
said
write that.
I think I said, I'll tell you later or something.
Did I follow up and say, that sounds good and I want to talk about it more?
Yeah.
I did not. No.
Yeah.
You did.
You texted me in a separate text, and it didn't say that exactly. I interpreted it that way, that you wanted to hear more about this fascinating story.
I feel like we can't not tell the story now, but I just want to apologize to everybody in advance because I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay. It's okay. I was not here Thursday because I drove up immediately when the show ended on Wednesday. I drove up to Chicago to see one of my favorite bands, Super Furry Animals. The lead singer was in Chicago. They don't even tour together anymore, but the singer was there. And he's Welsh. English is his second language, which is very strange because if you're born in the UK and you're English...
What era is this band from?
They started in the mid-90s through 2015.
Do I know anything that they do?
Here, I'll pull up a couple songs and see if you recognize any of these.
You have to tell the story.
Okay.
You can't be Googling.
Well, here's one of them. I'll just play it and then Brad can bring it up whatever. Oh, there we go. He sings in Welsh a lot, so you may not recognize it once he starts.
Has it ever been mainstream?
They had a couple of hits, not
on
big,
the radio.
Yeah,
on other people's radios.
Yeah. See, it's not in English.
Ryan.
So anyway, I've loved this guy for years.
Did this guy tell you to get me root beer for my birthday?
No, that was the voices in my head. This guy, he was playing at basically a bar.
You can turn it off now.
In Chicago.
He could be saying profane things and we wouldn't know.
Yeah, we have no idea. It's in Welsh. And he got to a part in the story of this one album he was touring on. And the album is about a Welsh explorer who discovered parts of America, basically, named John Evans. This is real history. So the album
thanks for the distinction.
Tells the story, and it gets to a certain point where John Evans is in what would now be South Dakota, living with a tribe of American Indians at the time, and a Canadian assassin is sent to kill John Evans. This is a real historical story.
Stop saying that.
So...
Well, you're going in and out.
The part where I come into this story is he has a... Nobody knows what John Evans looked like because he was alive in the 1700s and he wasn't rich enough to have paintings of himself. So they just have... The singer has a puppet of John Evans on the stage the whole time. And he kind of talks to the puppet and he interacts with this puppet of John Evans. So during the assassination, he says, I need an assistant to become the Canadian assassin of this puppet. Well... Nobody really raised their hand except me. So I raised my hand and
had you had
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody, you say.
Had you had three sips of beer?
I had had nothing. I was completely sober, although maybe contact high, because I'm guessing other people around me were high. The singer of Super Free Animals points at me and says, come up here. So I walk up on stage.
Well, how many other people were at this concert? Is it more than a dozen? Oh, okay. 150?
150 people, I'd say. I looked around and I tried to count because I was curious too.
And high.
I was the only one that wasn't high. And
that's
so
not how it works.
He says, I'm going to give you a fake gun. You have to hold it up. You have to sneak up behind John Evans, the puppet, and act like you're a Canadian assassin that's going to kill him. And so he hands me a fake gun. I hold it up behind puppet John Evans. And then he, the singer, sneaks up behind me and holds a gun up to me. Now, there are pictures of this happening, and I have none of them because I did not know a single person at that show.
You went by yourself?
I went by myself.
And you volunteered to go on stage?
I did. So there are pictures of me with this singer that I have just thought is the greatest thing.
You drove to Chicago to listen to a band for one night.
Yes.
And you went alone.
Yes. Stayed with friends, but they couldn't go to the show. So it was just me.
Why couldn't they go to the show?
They worked the next day.
That means they didn't want to.
They didn't want to go.
That means that they were otherwise disinclined because they did not want to.
Yes.
But why didn't they want to go?
Nobody knows the band. I mean, seriously, I don't even have friends that know this band. That's how obscure they are. They did have a couple of like barely made it hits. They're really big in Europe, but they never cracked through in the United States. So I went to see, and that's why I had to go to Chicago. He never comes to the U.S. because they're not that big here.
You had to go to
there.
So
I go up there.
Had to serve in church.
And now there are pictures of me, because I saw people taking pictures in the crowd. So I know they exist, of me taking a fake imaginary gun from the singer of Super Furry Animals, assassinating almost a puppet, and then him coming up behind me.
The band doesn't even know this band.
Coming up behind me, and holding the fake gun up to me, and it's like this moment in time that I would love to have pictures of, and I will never see.
Is that why you're telling the story?
I want somebody out there who drove to Chicago.
You think that there's somebody listening to this show right now that knows anything of what you're talking about?
I genuinely hope so. It was at the Empty Bottle in Chicago, not a big bar, but enough that there were 150 people there, and I just hope somehow, somewhere, a photo makes it on Facebook on this guy's website, and I get to see it because I would love to have it. So thank you for your time. I appreciate this PSA, and now we can continue with the rest of the show. And also, I'm going to play this. This is a song in English. It's playing. There we go. It's a song about dinosaurs.
How are you not high? Am I high right now? I've never been high before. I've never ingested anything like that. But I feel like if I were high, this would have actually made sense to me.
Well, if you are high and you're listening to the Annie Fry Show in the afternoon, first of all, that's rare. Second,
I don't think it's rare.
Let us know.
I think our YouTube chat is familiar.
If you had a couple brownies right before the 2 o'clock segment and that made perfect sense, let us know. And now more songs about dinosaurs.
Did this go the way you thought it was going to go?
I didn't really know how it would go, but it's an interesting story. Fascinating story. People have been begging me to tell it. And I waited because I knew this is going to kill. And it did.
We're all dead. We should go to break. I'm sorry. Like I said, that was what I want credit for at the beginning.
What?
I apologize to the listeners.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Got 6 minutes and six or seven minutes.
It's a good story. It's great. Probably make the best of.
Stop talking. I'm trying to go to break. Peanut butter cheese. We come back. Don't go away. Listen. Do you want a revolution? I say, do you want a? Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. You guys follow Justin Bieber?
No.
Too much time with the furry pets or whatever you said.
Yeah. Super furry animals.
Furry pets.
Yeah.
Hey, I do follow them. Was this like a furry thing?
No. No, they existed before that. But I did have
I wasn't talking about for them. I was talking about for you.
Oh, for me. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was trying to meet people in costumes for sure. But not sexually. I want to make that clear.
You've definitely now made it clear. Thank you.
No, I used to. Thank you for the extra effort. In college, in 2002, I bought a super furry animal shirt that just said furries.
Ooh.
And I did not know that that was a thing until I was wearing it on college campus, and people started looking at me and saying, do you know what that is? And I said, no.